Line upon line, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. The Apostle Paul taught us that God will help us when we are faced with temptation. Temptation. Satan tries to tempt us with those things that will draw us away from God's Spirit. But we can use our agency to choose good over evil. If we are prayerful and obedient, Heavenly Father will help us withstand temptation. Here are some things you can do to overcome temptation and remain close to the Spirit, from True to the Faith, 2004, pages 174 through 176. Center your life on the Savior. Pray for strength. Study the Scriptures daily. Fill your life with goodness. Avoid tempting places and situations. Strive to influence others for good. Never hesitate in your decisions to withstand temptation. Faithful, faithful, sure, and true. A way to escape. There are many ways to escape temptation. For Joseph in Egypt, escape was a literal thing. He ran away. See Genesis chapter 39, verse 12. We may not always have to flee from temptation in this way, but we all have to overcome it somehow. Perhaps you could write in your journal about a specific experience in which Heavenly Father has helped you avoid or escape temptation. Common. Temptation is a part of life and will be experienced in one way or another by every traveler throughout mortality. However, the Apostle Paul, acknowledging this truth, gave us this assurance. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It has been said that conscience warns us as a friend before it punishes us as a judge. The expression of one young man is a sermon in itself. When asked when he was happiest, he replied, "I'm happiest when I don't have a guilty conscience." President Thomas S. Monson, Happiness, The Universal Quest, Ensign, October 1993, page 2. Able to bear it. When you have taken a determined stand for right, when you have established personal standards and made covenants to keep them, when temptations come and you act according to your standards, you will be reinforced and given strength beyond your own capacity if that is needed. Difficulty comes when you enter the battle of temptation without a fixed plan. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Do What is Right, Ensign 1997, page 53. Editor's Note. This page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of the article, line upon line, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.